Welcome to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast. The topic of this episode is Life is Short and Fleeting. One, life is short and fleeting. Once upon a time, mendicants, there was a teacher named Araka. He was a religious founder and was free of desire for sensual pleasures. He had many hundreds of disciples, and he taught them like this: Brahmins, life as a human is short, brief, and fleeting, full of suffering and distress. Be thoughtful and wake up. Do what's good and lead the spiritual life, for no one born can escape death. It's like a drop of dew on a grass tip. When the sun comes up, it vanishes right away and doesn't last long. In the same way, life as a human is like a dewdrop. It's brief and fleeting, full of suffering and distress. Be thoughtful and wake up. Do what's good and lead the spiritual life, for no one born can escape death. It's like when the heavens rain heavily. The bubbles vanish right away and don't last long. In the same way, life as a human is like a bubble. It's like a line drawn in water. It vanishes right away and doesn't last long. In the same way, life as a human is like a line drawn in water. It's like a mountain river traveling far, flowing fast, carrying all before it. It doesn't turn back, not for a moment, a second, an hour, but runs, rolls, and flows on. In the same way, life as a human is like a mountain river. It's like a strong man who has formed a glove of spit on the tip of his tongue. He could easily spit it out. In the same way, life as a human is like a glob of spit. Suppose there was an iron cauldron that it had been heated all day. If you tossed a scrap of meat in, it would vanish right away and not last long. In the same way, life as a human is like a scrap of meat. It's like a cow being led to the slaughterhouse. With every step she comes closer to the slaughter, closer to death. In the same way, life as a human is like a cow being slaughtered. It's brief and fleeting, full of suffering and distress. Be thoughtful and wake up. Do what's good and lead the spiritual life, for no one born can escape death. Now, mendicants, at that time, human beings had a lifespan of 60,000 years. Girls could be married at 500 years of age, and human beings only had 6 afflictions: cold, heat, hunger, thirst, and the need to defecate and urinate. But even though humans were so long-lived and with so few afflictions, Araka still taught in this way: life as a human is short, brief, and fleeting, full of suffering and distress. Be thoughtful and wake up. Do what's good and lead the spiritual life, for no one born can escape death. These days it'd be right to say, life as a human is short, brief, and fleeting, full of suffering and distress. Be thoughtful and wake up. Do what's good and lead the spiritual life, for no one born can escape death. For these days, a long life is 100 years or a little more. Living for 100 years, there are just 300 seasons, 100 each of winter, summer, and rains. Living through 300 seasons, there are just 1,200 months, 400 in each of winter, summer, and rains. Living for 1,200 months, there are just 2,400 fortnights, 800 in each of winter, summer, and rains. Living for 2,400 fortnights, there are just 36,000 days, 12,000 in each of the summer, winter, and rains. Living for 36,000 days, you eat just 72,000 meals, 24,000 in each of summer, winter, and rains, including when you're suckling at the breast and when you're prevented from eating. Things that prevent you from eating include anger, pain, sickness, Sabbath, or being unable to get food. So, mendicants, for a human being with 100 years lifespan, I have counted the lifespan, the limit of the lifespan, the seasons, the years, the months, the fortnights, the nights, the days, the meals, and the things that prevent them from eating. Out of sympathy, I've done what a teacher should do who wants what's best for their disciples. Here are these roots of trees, and here are these empty huts. Practice absorption, mendicants. Don't be negligent. Don't regret it later. This is my instruction to you. Two. Four summaries of the Dhamma. Then Ratapala, having spoken this verse while standing, went to King Kauravya's deer range and sat at the root of a tree for the day's meditation. Then King Kauravya addressed his gamekeeper. My good gamekeeper, tidy up the park of the deer range. We will go to see the scenery. Yes, Your Majesty, replied the gamekeeper. While tidying the deer range, he saw Ratapala sitting in meditation. Seeing this, he went to the king and said, The deer range is tidy, sire, and the gentleman named Ratapala, the son of the leading clan of the Tulakotitika, of whom you have often spoken highly, is meditating there at the root of a tree. Well then, my good gamekeeper, that's enough of the park for today. Now I shall pay homage to the worthy Ratapala. And then King Kauravya said, Give away the fresh and cooked foods that have been prepared there. He had the finest carriages harnessed. Then he mounted a fine carriage and, along with other fine carriages, set out in full royal pomp from Tulakotitika to see Ratapala. He went by carriage as far as the terrain allowed, then descended and approached Ratapala on foot together with a group of eminent officials. They exchanged greetings, and when the greetings and polite conversation were over, he stood to one side and said to Ratapala, Here, worthy Ratapala, sit on this elephant rug. Enough, great king, you sit on it. I'm sitting on my own seat. So the king sat down on the seat spread out and said, Worthy Ratapala, there are these four kinds of decay. Because of these, some people shave off their hair and beard, dress in ochre robes, and go forth from the lay life to homelessness. What for? Decay due to old age, decay due to sickness, decay of wealth, and decay of relatives. And what is decay due to old age? It's when someone is old, elderly, and senior, advanced in years, and has reached the final stage of life. They reflect, I'm now old, elderly, and senior. I'm advanced in years and have reached the final stage of life. It's not easy for me to acquire more wealth or to increase the wealth I've already acquired. Why don't I shave off my hair and beard, dress in ochre robes, and go forth from the lay life to homelessness? So because of that decay due to old age, they go forth. This is called decay due to old age. But worthy Ratapala is now a youth, young, with pristine black hair, blessed with youth, in the prime of life. You have no decay due to old age. So what did you know or see or hear that made you go forth? And what is decay due to sickness? It's when someone is sick, suffering, gravely ill. They reflect, I'm now sick, suffering, gravely ill. It's not easy for me to acquire more wealth or to increase the wealth I've already acquired. Why don't I go forth from the lay life to homelessness? So because of that decay due to sickness, they go forth. This is called decay due to sickness. But now, worthy Ratapala is now rarely ill or unwell. Your stomach digests well, being neither too hot nor too cold. You have no decay due to sickness. So what did you know or see or hear that made you go forth? And what is decay of wealth? It's when someone is rich, affluent, and wealthy, but gradually their wealth dwindles away. They reflect, I used to be rich, affluent, and wealthy, but gradually my wealth has dwindled away. It's not easy for me to acquire more wealth or to increase the wealth I've already acquired. Why don't I go forth from the lay life to homelessness? So because of that decay of wealth, they go forth. This is called decay of wealth. But worthy Ratapala is the son of the leading clan here in Tulakotitika. You have no decay of wealth. So what did you know or see or hear that made you go forth? And what is decay of relatives? It's when someone has many friends and colleagues, relatives and kin, but gradually their relatives dwindle away. They reflect, I used to have many friends and colleagues, relatives and kin, but gradually they've dwindled away. It's not easy for me to acquire more wealth or to increase the wealth I've already acquired. Why don't I shave off my hair and beard, dress in ochre robes, and go forth from the lay life to homelessness? So because of that decay of relatives, they go forth. This is called decay of relatives. But worthy Ratapala has many friends and colleagues, relatives and kin right here in Tulakotitika. You have no decay of relatives. So what did you know or see or hear that made you go forth? There are these four kinds of decay. Because of these, some people shave off their hair and beard, dress in ochre robes, and go forth from the lay life to homelessness. Worthy Ratapala has none of these. So what did you know or see or hear that made you go forth? Great King, the Blessed One who knows and sees, the Perfected One, the fully awakened Buddha, has taught these four summaries of the teaching for recitation. It was after knowing and seeing and hearing these that I went forth from the lay life to homelessness. What for? The world is unstable and swept away. This is the first summary. The world has no shelter and no saviour. This is the second summary. The world has no owner. You must leave it all behind and pass on. This is the third summary. The world is wanting, insatiable, the slave of craving. This is the fourth summary. The Blessed One who knows and sees, the Perfected One, the fully awakened Buddha, taught these four summaries of the teaching. It was after knowing and seeing and hearing these that I went forth from the lay life to homelessness. The world is unstable and swept away. So, worthy Ratapala said, how should I see the meaning of this statement? What do you think, Great King? When you were 20 or 25 years of age, were you proficient at riding elephants, horses, and chariots, and at archery and swordsmanship? Were you strong in thigh and arm, capable and battle-hardened? I was, worthy Ratapala. Sometimes it seems as if I had superpowers then. I don't see anyone who could have equaled me in strength. What do you think, Great King? These days are you just as strong in thigh and arm, capable and battle-hardened? No, worthy Ratapala, for now I am old, elderly and senior. I'm advanced in years and have reached the final stage of life. I'm 80 years old. Sometimes I intend to step in one place, but my foot goes somewhere else. This is what the Buddha was referring to when he said, the world is unstable and swept away. It's incredible, worthy Ratapala. It's amazing how well said this was by the Buddha, for the world is indeed unstable and swept away. In this royal court, you can find divisions of elephants, cavalry, chariots, and infantry. They will serve to defend us from any threats, yet you say, the world has no shelter and no saviour. How should I see the meaning of this statement? What do you think, Great King? Do you have any chronic ailments? Yes, I do. Sometimes my friends and colleagues, relatives and kin surround me thinking, now the king will die, now the king will die. What do you think, great king? Can you get your friends and colleagues, relatives and kin to help? Please, my dear friends and colleagues, relatives and kin, all of you here share my pain so that I may feel less pain. Or must you alone feel that pain? I can't get my friends to share my pain. Rather, I alone must feel it. This is what the Buddha was referring to when he said, the world has no shelter and no saviour. It's incredible, worthy Ratapala, it's amazing how well said this was by the Buddha, for the world indeed has no shelter and no saviour. In this royal court you can find abundant gold, both coined and uncoined, stored above and below ground. Yet you said, the world has no owner, you must leave it all behind and pass on. How should I see the meaning of this statement? What do you think, great king? These days you amuse yourself, supplied and provided with the five kinds of sensual stimulation. But is there any way to ensure that in the next life you will continue to amuse yourself in the same way, supplied and provided with the same five kinds of sensual stimulation? Or will others use your property while you pass on according to your deeds? There's no way to ensure that I will continue to amuse myself in the same way. Rather, others will take over my property while I pass on according to my deeds. This is what the Buddha was referring to when he said, the world has no owner. You must leave it all behind and pass on. It's incredible, worthy Ratapala, it's amazing how well said this was by the Buddha, for the world indeed has no owner. You must leave it all behind and pass on. You also said this, the world is wanting, insatiable, the slave of craving. How should I see the meaning of this statement? What do you think, great king? Do you reign over the prosperous land of Kuru? Indeed I do. What do you think, great king? Suppose a trustworthy and dependable man were to come from the east. He'd approach you and say, please, great king, you should know this. I come from the east. There I saw a large country that is successful and prosperous, populous, full of people. They have many divisions of elephants, cavalry, chariots and infantry. And there's plenty of money and grain, plenty of gold, coined and uncoined, worked and unworked, and plenty of women for the taking. With your current forces, you can conquer it. Conquer it, great king. What would you do? I would conquer it and reign over it. What do you think, great king? Suppose a trustworthy and dependable man were to come from the west, north, south, or from over the ocean. He'd approach you and say the same thing. What would you do? I would conquer it and reign over it. This is what the Buddha was referring to when he said, the world is wanting, insatiable, the slave of craving. And it was after knowing and seeing and hearing this that I went forth from the lay life to homelessness. It's incredible, worthy Ratapala, it's amazing how well said this was by the Buddha, for the world is indeed wanting, insatiable, the slave of craving. Here ends this episode of the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast. Season 3 of the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast is based on the anthology structure provided in Bhikkhu Bodhi's In the Buddha's Words, an anthology of discourses from the Pali Canon. The translations from the original Pali are by Bhikkhu Sujato, and these can be sourced from Sutta Central, which uses a Creative Commons license for translations. Thank you for listening. May you all find happiness and peace.